This is an iHeart podcast.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Gosh, it's such a good night. Look, last night was so heavy. We had to get it out of our system, and now we're back to having fun. But that said, here's the phone call situation. I'm about to get to this Black Lives Matter thing. Here's the phone call situation on the show. Perhaps you've noticed, we don't have a bunch of guests. Most days I don't have any guests at all. And I'll go a week at a time without taking a phone call. And you have to understand, that's just because I'm selfish and narcissistic. All right, I just really want to hear me. No, seriously, we don't take many phone calls. It's just not something we do on the show. I realized last night with that mental health, substance abuse, suicide topic we did last night because of the COVID lockdowns, I can tell from the email volume here, you've got a lot on your mind, and I get that. You can call about anything you want tonight. It doesn't have to be serious. It can be. If you want to talk about that stuff, it's fine. If you want to goof off, it's fine. But remember, here are the rules. This is not like any other show you've ever called into. No small talk. It's brutal enough in real life. On the radio, everyone wants to drive off a bridge. No, hi, how are you? No, love the show. No, hi, Jesse, first time, long time. I'm not going to thank you for the phone call. Just get to your point when I say your name. And prepare to be hung up on. Just human nature. People don't know when to end things, so it falls on rude, soulless monsters like me to end things. At some point, the line is going to go dead, and that's not going to be your cell phone service. That will have been me. 877-377-4373. 877-377-4373. Now, to the Black Lives Matter stuff. There was some news that broke today, and because I've often become a journalist on the show, Chris, we thought it was appropriate to come up with some kind of sound for my precious soundboard where everyone would get to hear when I'm getting ready to be a journalist. But here was full disclosure. I'm just telling you how the sausage was made. We thought it would come off a little self-centered if it was just my voice introducing myself as Journalist Jesse. So what we did was we went out and we talked to legions and legions of fans to help us come up with this little sound thing. So from now on, whenever it's time for Journalist Jesse, you're going to get to hear not just from me, but the fans.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Black Lives Matter used donations to buy a $6 million Southern California home. That's according to the report. Now, I'm not going to go into the details of this. I don't care. But we are going to do something that we need to do often, and we have to do it because of the future. We're going to look in the past. We're going to look behind us. What happened when St. George Floyd died? Do you remember? Do you remember what happened when St. George Floyd died? I remember. Now, let's all be honest about what that was, or at least what we think we know. It was a bad-looking incident, right? Bad-looking incident. Everybody and their brother saw it. It was on every news channel. If you're on social media, it was all over that. George Floyd's on the ground. He's sweating. He's calling for mommy. The cop is on his neck, maybe his back. We can't tell. He's on there a long time. Dude dies. And then, because of one incident, the country lights on fire. Well, actually, that's not fair. The urban areas in the country got lit on fire. I mean, they were throwing Molotov cocktails into NYPD cop cars in New York. You name the major American city, it all went up in flames. And it all went up in flames because of the communist street group called Black Lives Matter. Keep in mind, Black Lives Matter already had quite a body count by the time St. George Floyd breathed his last. Remember those five Dallas cops who got murdered that night? Terrible, terrible night. Remember what that killer was chanting when the SWAT team closed in to finish him off? Black Lives Matter, Black Lives. All these guys been killing people for a long time. An evil, violent, murderous, vile group of street communists. And this was well known. And yet all of a sudden, it was like they became, my goodness, they were more of a household brand than McDonald's in this country. They were. Do you remember how widespread Black Lives Matter became? I lost my church that day. A formerly great church that we loved. Pastor gets up that Sunday. Well, we have to talk about white privilege. Well, see ya, pastor. Gone. Won't ever be back. Have never been back. Never will. It was, I mean, you could call out companies like Nike. It was people on the right. My kids were logging into their video games, and the video games are all kind of online now, and they had edited the introduction to the video games to have a Black Lives Matter splash page. It was Black Lives Matter on Instagram. Every company, every restaurant, Black Lives Matter. It was mainstream. They took this group of street communists, and they made them mainstream. And it wasn't like it was only them. Remember that loser, Mitt Romney?
Hey, Senator, why is it important for you to be out here today?
We need a voice against racism. We need many voices against racism and against brutality. We need to stand up and say that Black Lives Matter.
That, you hear that? No justice, no peace in the background? That was Mitt Romney in his mom jeans marching with the Black Lives Matter street communists in Washington, D.C. as that group was burning down American city after. It just became the norm. And so what did most of the right do? They either went along with it, like Mitt Romney or Tim Scott of South Carolina, who decided that was the appropriate time to work with Cory Booker to come up with federal police reform, as if more federal control of the police is somehow a solution to anything. Not only that, most of the right, even people you really, really love, I know revisionist history is wonderful, most of the right was actually dead silent on Black Lives Matter. Don't believe me? Go back, look at the tapes. I have them all. Oh, don't get me wrong. Every Tom, Dick, and Harry on the right was more than happy to call out Antifa. This Antifa that. It took months of this rioting and carnage for even Republicans you really love to actually say the words Black Lives Matter. And this is a fascinating scenario. This is a fascinating phenomenon. We're looking back because this is going to happen again. Just stay with me a moment. Why? Why was the right so willing to go along with the narrative? Remember, I had the fellas pull it. They went back and did some digging. I have this from the Black Lives Matter website. It has since been scrubbed off the website because they tried to delete it. But while all this rioting and chaos was happening, this was on the website. It was titled What We Believe. It's their mission statement. It's their What We Believe page. These people were not quiet with their desires. These people were quite open about what they believe. We are guided by the fact that all Black Lives Matter, regardless of actual perceived sexual identity, gender expression, economic status, ability, disability, religious beliefs or disbeliefs, immigration status or location. We make space for transgender brothers and sisters to participate and lead. We are self-reflexive. I don't even know what that word means. And do the work required to dismantle cisgender privilege. I don't even know what cisgender is. And uplift Black trans folks, especially Black trans women. Oh, I'm not near done. We practice empathy. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure required by supporting each other as extended families and villages that collectively care for one another, especially our children, to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. We foster a queer affirming network. When we gather, we do so with the, look, it goes on and on and on. But the point is not that they were insane and a street communist group. The point is this was on their website. They weren't hiding it. They were already a murderous terrorist group, became even worse with a mission statement that couldn't be clearer about its intentions to destroy. And most of the right, if they didn't participate in it, they were quiet as a church mouse. Oh, not all of the right. There was this brilliant guy on TV.
It's not that there's nothing to be outraged about in the beginning. They found something. I mean, there was something. We all saw it. There was something to be outraged about. All they have to be concerned about in the beginning is making sure enough people are mad. Because once they get enough people mad, then they know they can drop whatever insane policy they want in there. And the people will be so angry and need an outlet for that, need something to do, that you'll get people going along with it. We already have police reform bills being proposed by Democrats and Republicans, which is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. So yes, they've already shifted the window. Well, we need federal police reform. What's the narrative? I mean, you don't have to go far to see it. Every corporation is putting out a TV commercial on it, sending out a tweet. It's on every local news. It's on every national news. Every professional athlete has something to say about it now. Everybody. It's everywhere. Every politician. We got Democrats.
Yeah, I go on and on and on. That's back from me in June of 2020 while America was burning. There were about five of us. So what's the lesson we can learn? Okay, everyone on the right was wrong, or even more damagingly so, everyone on the right was silent. What lesson can we take from that? What's that have to do with the future at all? I'll tell you in just one second. Before we get to that, how are the allergies? Be honest. How many times a day right now, it is springtime, how many times a day are you blowing your nose? Your eyes itch? You have that film of pollen on your car? Look, I know because I've been there most of my life. I've had allergies since I was 10 years old. When I tell you the Eden Pure Thunderstorm will clear the gunk out of the air in your home, I'm telling you this thing is so amazing, even though it's just this little black box that plugs into the wall. It's so amazing. I threw away my allergy medication. I don't own any anymore. It's that good. They have a three-pack for sale right now for my listeners. $200 off. You get a three-pack for under $200, but it's only for my listeners. You got to go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse3. That's Jesse and the number 3. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse3.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
Bodies in the sand.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. I told you it was going to be a different night tonight. Way different than last night. I know last night was heavy. I know last night was heavy. Last night we did all your stories. I'll get back to more of those again tonight. But it was a heavy night. But we're talking about the whole Black Lives Matter thing, because, hey, look, it's breaking story.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Black Lives Matter used donations to buy a $6 million Southern California home. This comes in the wake of Patrice Cullors and other Black Lives Matter founders getting investigated by California, of all places. Okay, it was a gigantic slush fund. We know that. It was a gigantic slush fund. And they were an open Marxist group. I already read last segment, the What We Believe segment from their website. Now, that's not the point. The Black Lives Matter, they're scumbags. We know that. That's not the point. How did so many on the right get either intimidated into silence? That was most of the right. Or some, like that loser mom jeans Mitt Romney, how did he end up actually marching with them? How did that happen? Well, here's how it happened, and we have to talk about it because we have to be on our guard for things like this happening again, because they've happened again and they'll continue to happen again. You saw this during COVID. You saw this during so many things. We on the right, because we are way outside of the mainstream culturally. And what I mean by that is that this is not news. I'm not even complaining. It sucks. It's just the way it is, though. We don't control the media, obviously. Chris's people do. Oh, quit, Chris. It's fine. No, seriously, we don't control the media. Everyone knows the communists do. We don't control the movie industry, the education system, corporate America's lost, the sports world's. I mean, because we don't have any control of the culture now, we live in an era where the narrative gets set very, very, very quickly, and because it's so overwhelming that we don't control any part of the culture. So the same narrative seems to come from every side. You can't escape it. It seems as if you have no choice. It makes you and me feel culturally surrounded. Like we, even if we agree to something, we better shut up. We better not say anything. Everyone disagrees with me. We talk about all the time about how the communists live in a false reality because of their bubble. Because for this same reason, they turn on the news. All they see is things that they agree with. They go to the movies. It's values they agree with. They go to school. It's values they agree with. So they're stuck in a world of make-believe. But we are too, in a way. And what I mean is when a false narrative is being set, and almost every time there's a narrative being set, it's false because the people setting the narrative hate you and hate me. They will set a narrative. Every time it's being set, this world of make-believe we live in is this. We think we're the minority or we're alone. We're not. You know what happened after St. George Floyd died and the Black Lives Matter communists were burning down cities? Gun sales through the roof, records across the country. So you were watching it the exact same way I was watching it, in horror, looking on in horror as the cops were forced to stand down, the National Guard never got sent in, and animals were allowed to burn and loot and murder their way in city after city across the country, and nobody did anything about it. Cities like St. Louis flat out turned them loose. They'd arrest them and just turn them right back loose in the jails. And because the entire American media went along with it, and Hollywood went along with it, and of course sports went along with it, and because everyone went along with it, you felt like your horror at what was happening had to be silent horror. Well, I can't believe what these animals are doing, but I don't want to get called names. I don't want to get called a racist. I'll just go buy a gun. I'll just go buy a gun. And what happens is, the people who we need to step up and counter those narratives when they're being set, they do the same thing. They go hide. The problem is we have a bunch of people on our side who are pundits, you know, writers, TV guys, radio guys. You have a bunch of people on our side who are politicians, right? State legislators, local legislators, national legislators, senators, congressmen. But we don't have many leaders, you see, and that's been our problem. Our problem has been leadership. Now, that's the bad news. The good news is this. It doesn't take many. It's called leadership for a reason. There aren't many of them. It doesn't take many of them. All it takes is one or two courageous people to step up and tell the truth, and courage, just like panic, is extremely contagious. Extremely contagious. That one person who steps up quickly becomes two, quickly becomes 10, quickly becomes 10,000 before you know it. The problem has been on the right. We can't ever seem to come up with that two or three. We can't come up with enough people willing to say the things you think and the things I think. And it feels hopeless and it feels useless and we feel surrounded, but we're not. But we're not. We are the ones who are correct. Millions, tens of millions of Americans think like you. But this isn't about the Black Lives Matter protests. This is about the next false narrative that's coming. What's it going to be about? I have no earthly idea. Neither do they. Something is going to come up, and the scumbags in this country are going to try to use it to destroy you and destroy me. And all around you, it's going to feel so real, and it's going to feel like you better just shut up and keep your head down or you'll get in trouble. In that moment, when it comes, that's when it's most important for you to speak. Speaking of speaking, I didn't put that right. We have Dome next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I guess I never realized how creepy that song was when I used to jam out to it as a kid. What private eyes are watching me? Look. I'm not naive. I know all eyes are on me, fellas. What, Chris? It's fine. Look, the important thing is, Maybe you're listening to me right now from a city. Who knows? Maybe you're listening to me from rural America, and I can't tell you how proud I am for once again saying that word without screwing it up on national radio, no big deal. Well, if you're in rural America, the good news is you have representation in Washington, D.C., and her name is Dome.
Is agreeing to voter ID one of those compromises that you'd support?
I don't think that we should underestimate what that could mean. Because in some people's mind, that means, well, you're going to have to Xerox or photocopy your ID to send it in to prove you are who you are. Well, there are a whole lot of people, especially people who live in rural communities, who don't. There's no Kinko's. There's no Office Max near them. People have to understand that when we're talking about voter ID laws.
I love there's no Kinko's. Chris, would you do me a favor and look this up? I don't think Kinko's exists anymore. It existed when I was a kid because you had to go down to Kinko's. Like if you had a project in school and I actually did my homework that night, you had to go down to Kinko's. Is it out of business? Yeah, I think FedEx bought them. All right, and continue.
Be clear about who you have in mind and what would be required of them to prove who they are. Of course, people have to prove who they are, but not in a way that makes it almost impossible for them to prove who they are.
She's so bad at this and so dumb. Does Kinko still exist, Chris? I thought so. It doesn't even exist anymore. Old Dome, she's really up on things. All right. I am finally ready to start taking your phone calls. I got a little distracted, well, by me. Look, when you do journalism the way I do journalism.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse.
When you're a journalist like me, you get distracted. 877-377-4373. We are finally ready to take your calls. Remember, just like emails, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, all are welcome. If you want to tell your story, maybe you wanted to tell it on the phone last night, you can tell it. If you have a sad tale to tell, if you want to screw off, if you want to have fun, that's fine. I haven't taken phone calls in over a week. And if I remember right, last time I took them, I just hung up on everyone. So we got to try to do it better this night. 877-377-4373. Dear Jesse, what are your thoughts on having a bug out bag? I live in a red rural area, so I don't really have to worry about violence or civil unrest, but I still would like to be prepared. My wife thinks it's a waste of money and that I'm some kind of DEFCON 5 prepper. I think it's better to have and not need than need and not have. I'd be interested in hearing your thoughts on this. Thanks and love the show. All right. I get asked questions like this a lot about bug out bags, and I'll be honest with you. I'm not some super warrior, all right? We have a bunch of them on the show. I'm happy to know a bunch of them, but I'm not some super warrior. I'm not some super survivalist and never want to act like I am. Yeah, I hunt and fish and spent plenty of time in the mountains, and that's just how I grew up in Montana. Yes, I was a Marine where I redefined the word average in a grunt Marine, but I'm not one of these super studs who knows everything about everything. I have a bug out bag. What you want to have in your bug out bag differs based on who you talk to. And this is what I mean. Because I am friends with so many of these super studs, you know, these guys who sharpen their knives with their teeth and stuff like that. Because I am friends with so many of them, I ask them things like that a lot. I try to lean on them for expertise. And then, like any leader, I come on the radio show and act like I came up with the answer and take all the credit for it. No, seriously, I lean on them for, hey, what should be in a bug out bag? And every one of them to a man will tell me something different. In case you don't know what a bug out bag is, it's a bag that's always packed, always ready, that you can just grab and go if something happens. But the reason there are 10 million different answers on this is, what's something mean? Something happens? What is something? Is a hurricane something that knocks out all the power? Are we being invaded by the Chinese? Did they land 50 divisions in Mexico and they're marching through Texas? Is our own government coming against us. Not that that would ever happen, you know, like January 6th people. Not that that would ever happen. What does something happens mean? And what do I need the bug out bag to do? That's a long way of saying I'm in the same boat you are, buddy. I have a bug out bag. I have way too much stuff in it because you don't seem to take things out of it. You just always come up with something new you want in it. I have a bug out bag. There are some things that I view as non-negotiable in your bug out bag. One, water. Every guy out there, some women too, but mostly this is a dude thing because this is how we are. Every guy out there, he's got ammunition. I look at all my ammo. I got boxes and boxes of ammo. I have 90,000 rounds. Well, good. That's good. I'm glad you have ammo. Have you ever carried ammo before? I have. Do you have any idea how much ammo weighs? Go ahead, throw on your bug out bag and take, let's be nice. Take 5 magazines and carry them along and go for a 5-mile hump and see how you feel. I know you have ammo and you a lot of it. That's good. Good. Get your ammo. You can only carry so much with you. So every guy has ammo. Every guy has a weapon cleaned and ready to... All that's good. It's valuable. I'm not poo-pooing it, but... How are you going to drink water? Have you thought about that? The faucet. No. I'm in an area. In the Houston area, we had some freeze not too long ago. A couple people died. It was really sad, but there was a time when you walked up to that faucet and there wasn't any water that came out of it. What if something like a cyber attack happens and that goes down for 2-3 days, a week, 2 weeks? Are you and your family dying of thirst? Because you know that's what will happen first. Can you walk up to a body of water within walking distance of your home and make it clean enough to drink? Something to think about. Oh, another thing that's in there, non-negotiable, baby wipes. Now, maybe you can say that's too extreme and not really necessary, but let me tell you this. During the early days of Iraq, I was there for the early invasion, and it got really, really smelly. It was well north of 100 degrees, and we were in mop gear. That's the gas gear. In case you get gas, we were in mop gear, so we had double layers on. We were essentially dressed for hot weather or for cold weather, and it was really, really hot. And we were just sweating. And this was before there were any facilities. There were no bases because this was the beginning of the war. And we stunk. We stunk. And we needed a hearty supply of baby wipes. I will just say, as a general morale booster, if you and the wife or the husband and the kids, if you have to go walk 5 miles and hide in the woods and stay the night in the woods for a night, some baby wipes in the old regions you don't want to mention on a family show can make your night's sleep a whole lot better and put a smile on your face. All right? All right. Now, I'm finally going to get to your phone calls. 877-377-4373. I haven't taken any in a week. I'm going to get to those next. We have a lot more fun to be had. Now, one more thing. Those magazines you're carrying along with that ammo in there, you know how much those magazines hold, right? I mean, I realize different mags hold different amounts. Let's just call it 30. That's pretty standard. How many of those 30 rounds are you going to need to use before you hit what you're aiming at? And if the answer to that question is more than one, maybe it's time for you to grab your Mantis X system I've been telling you about, the system the Marines use, the Special Forces guys use, the Army uses it, military-grade technology right in your home. You practice inside your home. Dry fire practice. You don't shoot one of those precious rounds. You don't use any expensive gas. You sit in your living room, kitchen table, you name it, and practice. And it's not just target practice. They're guiding you. They're putting you through drills. They're making you better. MantisX.com, all right? MantisX.com. We'll be back with some fun phone calls.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Oh, man. I think I'm going to get to some emails here soon, too. But it's been a week. It's been a week since I've taken calls. 877-377-4373. You remember the rules. This is not like any other radio show. No small talk. You get to the point. Chris in Denver, go.
All right, Jesse, if you could choose two past U.S. presidents to fight each other in a boxing match, which two would you choose and who do you think would win?
If I had two past presidents to fight each other in a boxing match, I would have Teddy Roosevelt. You know how Teddy Roosevelt was this super stud, boxing, wrestling, everything. I would have Teddy Roosevelt fight Franklin Roosevelt. And I know what you're saying, Jesse, that's not fair. FDR is in a wheelchair. Yeah, FDR was a scumbag, and I think it'd be hilarious to watch Teddy Roosevelt beat the daylights out of him. No, not Taft and Teddy. Taft was just big. I don't want to see some poor old-timer up there get gassed. No. You want to watch Teddy beat the daylights out of that scumbag FDR. That's the move. That's the move. Carol and Jersey, go.
Hey, Jesse. Love your show. I was happy to hear you promoting the Beach Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Phil Collins, wholesome musicians, really good musicians. But I kind of was taken aback when you were endorsing Ozzy Osbourne because your show is such a family show. I know you say kids are always listening, and I don't think Ozzy Osbourne is wholesome for your show and for families and the kids. It just was a concern for me to hear that.
I like Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, I don't think I necessarily want the kids to grow up acting like Ozzy Osbourne. Try to avoid biting the head off a bird. Maybe some of the darker stuff, not that great. Iron Man? Who doesn't like Iron Man? That's as American as apple pie. Matt in New York, go.
Hey, you know what? I love Black Sabbath. War Pigs is one of my favorite songs, actually.
Yes.
Yes. You know, but I got to ask you, what happens if Black Lives Matter leaves the urban areas? What do you?
They're not going to. I actually fat fingered the hang up button. That's my bad, Matt. But I've had this question a lot. What happens if they leave the urban areas? Because people watched in horror as they burnt down cities. And people have to understand, remember, most of those people didn't get held to account. They're still all out there. That was funded and organized. That wasn't some organic thing you watched last summer. That was communist muscle being flexed in American cities. And people wondered what would happen if Black Lives Matter tried to pull that in the burbs and in rural America. Well, why do you think they didn't? They know. They understand all that garbage they would pull in places like Washington, D.C., would never fly where you live. You come marching down somebody's driveway in the middle of the night in, rural Nebraska somewhere. You better be wearing body armor, pal, because you're not coming back home again. Look, it's not a secret the communists, where they really, really do their damage, is in places where people are A, unarmed, and B, places where people are unable to get protection from the law. I mean, I mentioned it earlier how many of these people have been turned loose from jail. I mean, we can see it in our own federal government, how the FBI is covering up for Hillary at all times, going after people on the right. When people live in an area where they don't have any protection by the law, they just won't fight back. And Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all these street animal groups, they know that. They know that. Why do you think I've said so many times to be more purposeful with where you spend your money and to balkanize and move your family? I mean, I say those two things all the time, right? Balkanize, move your family, and be purposeful with your money. What do I mean by that? Well, look, let's say, I know we have a bunch of people listening in the cities. Obviously, New York, WRKO in Boston, Miami, LA, Chicago. I understand we have a bunch of people in the cities, but let me ask you something. Could you ever imagine your city passing a law like this? Oklahoma lawmakers, I know this is the state, approve a near total ban on abortion. In Oklahoma, it's pretty much illegal. Oh, gosh, I almost forgot I should have done it.
It's Journalist Jesse
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
Headline from the New York Times: Oklahoma lawmakers approve a near total ban on abortion. No, seriously. That's why they didn't go to rural America, too. Remember, George Soros, he's been very purposeful about funding DA races across the country. Across the country, you have all these DAs who are turning criminals loose. Why does he do that? Does he just have a special interest in who the district attorney of Los Angeles is? No. He's a communist trying to destroy America. If he gets a communist DA into office in LA, New York, wherever, they'll turn the violent criminals loose who will commit more acts of violence and create chaos and help tear apart our social fabric. Well, he's not doing that in rural Louisiana. He's not doing that in Montana. If you even tried it in Louisiana, the guy who got off would just end up in the Gators. It's just how it works. They didn't go to the rural areas because they're not protected there. The reason I tell you to move is so you can be protected. I want you to be protected, all right? And another thing. We don't talk enough about this, about how strong we have to be in the coming days. We have to be. Especially, look, men, we have to be. You do, I do, and we don't tend to get stronger as we get older, do we? I tell you about chalk all the time. C-H-O-Q. You see, right now, men's testosterone levels in this country, really worldwide, they are off a cliff, an all-time low. At a time when men should be stronger than they've ever been, where we need men to be stronger than they've ever been, they're at an all-time low. Chalk, not only are they selling you all natural things, U.S. manufacturing, they have a little package they've put together for me. It's called the Male Vitality Stack. It's got three different things in it. If you go to chalk.com, C-H-O-Q.com, and you use the code Jesse, you get 30% off, but that's for a limited time, all right? C-H-O-Q.com, promo code Jesse. Get the Male Vitality Stack. You will enjoy it. Look, this is why we have to be strong. This is why we have to be purposeful with our money and purposeful where we live. I mean, the guy brought up a great point. Black Lives Matter. Why didn't they leave the urban areas? The urban areas were where they were protected. And remember, what is culture? What is culture? Why is the culture different in downtown Manhattan versus upstate New York? Why is the culture different in Tulsa, Oklahoma versus the rural areas of Oklahoma? Why is the culture different? Why? Because the incentives are different. The incentives are different. It is time we moved into being a society that incentivizes good thing and disincentivizes bad things. We haven't been that in some time, and that's why we have so much crap out here. All right, we've got Joe Biden. I promised you I'd get to more calls today, and I will. 877-377-4373. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.